September 16, 1928, as she was conceived, the Virgin conceived the kingdom of the Fiat. As she was born, she gave back to us the rights to possess it. Difficulties in writing. Wounds that Jesus receives. My abandonment in the Fiat is continuous. And while I was following its acts, my poor mind paused to think about the conception of the celestial queen and her great fortune at being exempted from original sin. And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, the seed with which the celestial sovereign queen was conceived was taken from the human stock, because she too had her human life as all the other creatures, and as I myself had. However, there is this great difference, not conceded to any other creature, before her beautiful soul was conceived, my fiat, with its omnipotence, concentrated its rays in this human seed, and with its light and heat it annihilated the evil that was in it, and made it die, purifying the seed completely, and rendering it pure, holy, and exempt from original sin. And then, the immaculate baby was conceived in the seed. So, the whole portent of the Immaculate Conception was operated by my divine will. It did not make another human seed, nor did it destroy it, but it purified it. With its heat and light it removed all the humors which this seed had contracted from the sin of Adam, and it restored in her the human seed, just as it had come out of our creative hands. Therefore, as the little Virgin Queen was conceived, the kingdom of my divine will was conceived in her and in human generations, because in forming and giving surprising graces to one creature, in her we look at the whole humanity of the human family, as if it were one alone. See then, as the Virgin was conceived in this seed exempt from every stain, which was all work of the divine fiat, its divine kingdom was conceived again within humanity. And as the immaculate little Virgin was born, the right to possess it was given back to humanity. Now, when I came upon earth to take on human flesh, I made use of the seed of the Sovereign Queen of Heaven, and it can be said that we worked together to form again this kingdom of ours in human generations. There's nothing left but to know it in order to possess it. This is why I am manifesting that which belongs to my kingdom and to my divine will, so that the creature may cover its ways, follow our steps, and take possession of it. And my divine will, with its light and heat, will repeat the prodigy of removing the bad humors that the human seed possesses. And to be sure, it will place the seed of its light and heat, constituting itself life of that seed. In this way, they will exchange possessions. My divine will take possession of the seed to form its life of light, of heat and sanctity in it. And the creature will return to take new possession of the kingdom of my divine fiat. See then, my daughter, everything is ready, nothing else is needed but to make it known. And this is why I so much yearn that what regards my divine will become known, to cast into creatures the desire to possess a good so great, so that my will, drawn by their desires, may concentrate its luminous rays and, with its heat, perform the prodigy of giving them back the right to possess its kingdom of peace, of happiness and of sanctity. After this, having to write what Jesus had told me, I found it almost impossible. I tried the first, the second, the third time, and seeing that I could not manage, I thought to myself that blessed Jesus no longer wanted me to write, and therefore I too should not want it. So I gave up the thought of trying harder. But then I wanted to try again, and I seemed to manage, with even greater ease than other times. So I thought to myself, and why so many sacrifices, so many difficulties, attempts and new attempts to write, without managing to do it? And then, after so many difficulties, doing it with ease. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, do not be concerned. I wanted to take pleasure from you a little bit, and to enjoy the sweetness squeezed out of your sacrifices. As you tried to write and could not manage, and tried again, I felt wounded by your love in wanting to sacrifice yourself to fulfill my divine will for you to write. And I, to take pleasure from your wounds, rendered you incapable of keeping your eyes open in order to write. So, don't you want your Jesus to amuse himself with you, and to take a little pleasure? Moreover, you must know that the sacrifice made to fulfill my will forms pure, noble and divine blood for the soul, just as food forms blood for the body. And I, dipping my brush of love in this blood, amuse myself in forming, in her, my image in the creature, more beautiful and more delightful. Therefore, let me do. And you, think only of doing my divine will, and I will do something more beautiful in the little newborn of my adorable will.